worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
He's so white, he couldn't even make the Gray album.
Ian Hunter.
The door's my thing.
Mickey.
I can totally live without the internet.
And Lazy E.
I love food so much, they're not taste buds, they're like taste friends.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to A Freak Accident.
Let's go!
Bada boom, realest podcast in the room. How you doing?
Fine.
Good.
Yeah,
glad
I'm
to
good.
Hear. It's A Freak Accident. Welcome to our little corner of the internet here. I am your host, and my name is Crisco, and I am joined by my three partners in crime. We've got Lazy E.
I've got a big change between me and my girlfriend proofreader. None of you know about this.
I'm a bit worried.
I kept it off of Facebook and everything.
I'm consoined. Let's see. Ian Hunter.
I'm horrified. I don't know about you. I'm about to hear something that I feel like is going to give me nightmares for years.
Yeah, yeah. I got shovels ready if you need me to bury bodies somewhere or something like that. And Mickey's here as well. Hi, Mickey.
Hi. He's still referring to her as girlfriend, so it must be a positive-ish thing.
Or maybe I'm just saying that because I don't want to give it off like I haven't given anything on Facebook yet.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can't wait for this. This is going to be a real roller coaster of emotion, I'm sure. So, but in the meantime, let's stay happy. Let's keep our smiles and keep the jokes coming.
We're referring to the fact that his story is not happy. I love that.
I seem to be getting that inclination anyway at all.
He's smiling, though.
Well, I could say this. It's not good.
Aww.
Yeah. No. Well, let me explain something. But before I do that, let me remind the listener where our website is, where you need to go, what you need to do. Email us freaks at afreakaccident.com. Of course, the latter half of that is our website. It's afreakaccident.com. Visit us there. Click connect on the menu bar to find links to all of our social media sites. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're on all of them, pretty much.
Yeah. Just
no Snapchat, because it's a waste of time.
Google Play Music. I mean,
well, that's not a social media network.
Well,
friend.
No, I thought you were talking about it. I'm all over the place.
All right, E, is it a bad thing?
Shut up.
If
I'm not there. We're not
bets on what happened. Are we terrible people if we take bets?
We'll get to that.
Take bets. Why didn't we do this earlier?
We are on Google Play Music. Subscribe there if you're an Android user, or iTunes. That's kind of still the be-all, end-all for podcasters, so we appreciate your support there. Subscribe, leave a good review and a good rating. We'd love to hear from you, and like I said, I told you how to email us if you want to email us, so yeah, do all of those things. And by the way, podcast.afreakaccident.com, gotta include that, because now that I'm seeing, you know, we're past like that 10-episode mark by a ways at this point.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the most of those podcast services will only host the most recent 10 episodes. So if you want to go back a little further, podcast.afreakaccident.com. Every episode we've ever done. Thanks for being here to listen to this one. And we got a good one lined up for you, although I think it's going to be starting on a bad foot, because here's the thing. All right, I had a thing I wanted to talk about on the show today. And then I look in our we have like a shared document online where we, you know, drop in things. We'll write stuff down that we want to talk about on the show. And I see his thing. Big change with Lazy Ian Proofreader. And I immediately think, well, my thing's getting pushed back. I think we're going to delay that conversation a little. And I told him, because Ian and I will talk about things, like we'll brainstorm. I said, if it's a good thing, you know, we can get Celebration by Kool and the Gang to play, you know, when you say the news, you know, we could jam. And
I'll tell my response. My response, not going to need that.
So seriously, are we taking bets on this? What's going on?
I'm concerned. I've been concerned all day. So
how about if I just tell you the story?
All right, go right ahead. That's fine.
I guess we're not taking bets. All right, fine,
no,
whatever.
No, no. So,
$10, he kills himself.
Oh, Jesus. You
raise up that a little bit. No. I'm sitting at work, and I get a text message, and it's from Proofreader. I'm like, all right, this is normal. Open it up and says, are you free? Can we talk?
Oh, not good.
Can we talk is never. Yeah. There's evidence one. I'm like, oh, God. So I'm like, sure. You know, now I can't not get this message. So it takes a little bit, and she calls me. She calls me up in tears, and she goes, I don't even know how to say it. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And it came out. Her job was eliminated. We can't call her proofreader anymore.
No!
I know, I set you up, but it's kind of like after you what you think.
I was ready for pregnant or I'm breaking up with you.
Listen, I stuck my neck out. And you just brought the axe down. That's what you did to me in that instant.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as breaking up per se.
Well, that's good because breaking up is hard to do.
Wah, wah, wah.
Edit, edit. Come on. Come on.
Well, that sucks for her.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things where they said, the good thing is they're still going to pay her for like a month. They're letting her keep her health insurance for longer than they normally do.
Well, that's good.
And
because that's the thing. You lose that, you're going to get penalized for every month you don't have it.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, Obama.
And
no, really, thanks, Obama. That's why I didn't get a tax return this year.
Sorry, and I told her, you know what? I mean, you know that you weren't terminated. They're not just making up lies because, hey, well, all those things are happening.
Right.
And every person in that place that had power wrote her a recommendation. Funny story, though. I don't think any of those people listen. She had to proofread and correct all of those letters. So those people are a little bit of trouble.
So yeah. What was her job?
She proofread.
I know that part, but what specifically?
She's not just like, you know, a super analytical person that critiques everything we do down to the letter. We don't just call her that because of that reason. I mean, she is all of those things.
She does do that, but she proofread for a catalog that sold animal stuff.
Oh, okay.
Funny story though, the hours after she gets eliminated from this job, her position is eliminated. I go onto the social media sites and they have a couple of them and I wanted to unlike them. I'm like, screw that. I'm not going to like them anymore. So I go on there.
They misspelled something, didn't they?
Hours later, they go, having a tough Thursday? Not Thursday. Thursday.
Way to go, guys. Yeah, that's a position you really needed to eliminate.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Now, listen, proofreader, because I know she listens to the show.
Yeah.
I am very sorry to hear about you losing your job, but I am also thrilled that that's what it was because I was worried about my boy over here, and if you broke his heart, you and I were going to have some words.
Or no words. You just would unfriend her.
I just took over the role of your mom.
I know, yeah.
You break my boy's heart, and you and I will have a discussion.
You break his heart, I break your neck.
Don't you speak to me or my son. Ever again.
By the way, my mother is in the mafia, apparently.
Hold on.
I am your surrogate mother.
Oh, yeah.
Well. So your mom's... okay, new story now. Your mother's in the mafia?
No.
You can't say that and not open it up.
Do you have to take everything so literal?
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah, no, he's the literal kid over
We're
here.
Talking about the kid who just struggled to close my window a couple minutes ago. Yeah, he's losing to windows
now.
Doors,
I'm the one
windows.
Getting made fun of for this, yet Mickey was the one right beside it.
Yeah, but you still couldn't close it when you tried.
To the window! No! To the doors!
Come on, Ian.
Ian can't win no more. All that furniture scores! Skeet, skeet, mother... skeet, skeet, goddamn, goddamn!
I'm glad you know so many words of that song.
369, kind of... damn, they're fine!
To be fair, those are all the words I think that everybody knew to that song.
It's the only words you can understand in that song.
Yeah.
Getting low, getting low, getting low, getting low, getting low.
I missed my calling. Mickey, as a musician, how does it make you feel that that song made, like, millions and there was, like, three words in it and, you know, stuff that you try to do?
There is lots of music that makes me shake my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You've accepted it.
I accepted it a long time ago.
So, does Proofreader have any marketable skills besides proofreading?
Well, she could copyright proofread.
Ah.
I mean, she's done a lot of other stuff.
Ian's eyes just
I know exactly what she can do.
No.
Because you said copyright and his eyes got very large.
No.
He was like, wait a minute, I know of something.
It's no, she's not going
to I may be able to help her out with that.
No, she's not going to end up working with us.
This is a possibility that he may move closer to us here.
Or she may move closer
yeah,
to
that
us
would
here.
Be her.
Well, you're still far away, too.
Well, that's true. If we... You know, if we made that next step, because that was the big thing that why we didn't is because she worked up like 20 minutes away from me. But if we had to get a place together, it would have to be a new place than what I have. There's no way.
Two people could fit in there? Is that what you mean?
With all her stuff. She has a whole life, you know? And to put it into storage would just be a pain in the
Plus, you
got
to pay for it. And if you miss it, then those idiots on that show get to auction it off. You know, the guy on there's like,
all of a sudden, you're sitting out there. And I did this once.
There's like a picture of him and her on television. What's this worth? I don't know.
I did this once. I saw one of those little storage areas, and there were some people standing outside. So I pulled in, and I just walked out, and I went, They just looked at me. I walked away. I didn't win anything.
Got back in your car and left.
Yep. Yes, I did. That is absolutely 100% true.
That's the greatest response.
I just thought maybe I'd win something.
You've seen Storage Wars, right?
Only a handful of times, but I've seen it.
Yeah, that's all you need. You only need to see it once to have seen every episode of that show.
That's what I kind of figured.
But that's one of those shows, at least in my case, when it first came out, I'd watch one, but there'd be like 75 more, and I'd watch them all.
Man, seriously, though, I am so glad that that she lost her job. I'm so glad that that's what it was. I'm sorry. That feels terrible to say that, but yeah.
I'm good at secrets, though.
Yeah, you are.
Because he was trying to figure it out the whole day.
Yeah. I was trying to, like, pry information out of him. I'm like, so you can tell me if it's good or bad, right? And he's like, nope, nothing. You kept a tight lip, man. I know who I can trust. If I ever, like I said, need somebody to keep something quiet, I know who I can go to.
Off of a fellow podcast, I keep it tight.
Keep it tight. You know where we're coming from, Mickey. Come on.
Yep.
Now.
Up, down, down. Go check it out.
That was a free plug. That was a free plug, Xavier Woods. Come on, man.
Yeah, they really need our help.
I mean, hey, you know, we might have just given somebody the lowdown on that show.
That's good. It now has half a billion in one.
I expect a check in the mail for that one person, whatever that might be worth in advertising dollars.
Well, get ready for a shred of a penny.
I'll take it.
0.005 cents.
Hey, that's 0.005 cents more than what we made yesterday.
This is true.
Yeah, all right. That's the power of positivity.
Getting dark here.
Yeah.
Kind of seeing my own limitations, and I don't like it.
What are we talking about today? That's a way to get off of it.
Today on the show, we got a great lineup. Well, you know, Mother's Day is this weekend.
Of course.
So, of course, we have to respect the moms. We got some Mother's Day facts for you, gathered and compiled by Lazy E. We've got, and this I think I'm going to have fun with.
Yeah.
We are going to take, here live on the podcast, the SAT test for six-year-olds.
Oh, no.
The English-based SAT test for six-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, the way we all speak on this show, that's going to go great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Your grammar sucks so much.
Exactly.
There's a reason that's one of our little drops that we have there. We've got The Mountain, the guy who plays The Mountain on Game of Thrones. His diet came out recently, and it's insane and fascinating.
I've took a sneak peek at it. It's shocking.
Science is making me rethink my hygiene patterns, and WWE Payback was this past weekend, so we're going to recap what happened on that show as well.
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 Oh, we didn't talk about the fact that apparently Laramie Tunsil, formerly of Ole Miss, is apparently a huge freak accident fan.
Yeah, you just see that?
He was wearing the gas mask.
He was wearing the gas mask, smoking some weed out of the gas mask.
Hey,
so
man,
thank you, Laramie, for giving us a...
Thanks for rapping. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, welcome to this show. We're glad you're here. Hang on tight.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
So you might recognize this. This is actually a single, a remix of this classic song by Danzig by a band called Cove.
Yes, here we go.
Enjoy.
Mother, teaching me to look both ways. Teaching me not to use bad words. Don't be mean, it's your day. Mother.
That's right. Come on now.
Come
get
on.
Get into it.
Mother, you tuck me in the bed at night. You played hide and seek with me, girl. Oh, mother!
You know the words.
Come
I know
on.
You do.
Father! Gonna take mom out tonight. Gonna buy her a nice pearl. Oh!
can show you why you're liked. Make you happy. Gonna go see you tonight.
How long does
and
it
you're
go?
Gonna get a thanks from me. I will show you why you're liked.
Happy Mother's Day.
I'm offended you guys didn't ask me to be a part of this.
This was recorded like years 2007.
Ago. Yeah, years ago, back when he and I did Now Fear This on the radio.
Did you notice the voice didn't sound like this?
I did not. No.
Dude, you know what? When I was listening the other day with you, when we were listening to some of our old demos from the Now Fear This days, I was like, man, have I matured. I don't even know if I hit puberty by the time we did that show, because my voice is so much deeper now than it was then. It's like, God. I'm 27 now.
You're old.
Yeah.
So you're mature now.
We're not mature. I mean, we're older. But
well, you just said mature. That's why I want to know what you were like 7 years ago.
Vocally.
Physically and vocally mature. Well, physically.
Still can't grow a beard. Still can't do it.
I got that going for me. That's about it. But we do have a wonderful thing about Mother's Day to talk about.
Yeah, this is from info.osr.org, so you know it's legit.
Sounds like how you subscribe to play Figure Out the Fall Premieres or Yes or BS.
Yeah, I don't even know what any of those characters mean. 20 facts, fun facts, according to this list anyway, about Mother's Day.
Not just facts, fun facts.
Do we all celebrate Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Because Mickey's weird. She doesn't celebrate Christmas.
What?
Or really anything.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah. What's the religion where they don't sell? Is it Jehovah's Witness? Yeah. Like they don't celebrate even birthdays or anything like that? Are you one of those?
Maybe that's where I belong.
Maybe. You missed your calling in life, I think.
I know.
I mean, geez, how miserable can you... I mean, sorry. Okay, so Mother's Day facts. Number one, in Greek mythology, spring festivals were held in honor of the maternal goddess called Rhea. She was the wife of Cronus and was believed to be the mother of many deities.
Rhea, father of Cronus, god of love.
It's an okay
He's
beer.
He's a titan, yeah. Cronus was the titan.
It's an okay beer. Coronas.
Oh. Hmm.
Not the worst beer. I mean, it's not great, but...
Yeah.
I know he's the king of the titans. I knew that. It was a joke.
So, like, from Tennessee, right?
Honk the horn. What? There it is.
She's from Tennessee, right? Tennessee. Titans.
I get it. Number two.
It's a terrible joke.
Yeah, let's move on before this gets any worse. 2015. I'm sorry, 2015. No, in 250.
God, man. Yeah, that SAT test is going to go great.
I'm not wearing my glasses, so it's difficult. Okay, in 250 BC.
Do you need some help over there?
Ancient Romans celebrated a spring festival called Hilaria. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
Was you reading this? Yes.
You know what? If you skip down to that list, go to like number 15 and on. I'm done.
Yeah, because this seems like a bunch of... Anna Jarvis was also a woman behind our traditional mother. Who cares? Pink and red carnations given blah, 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 blah. All right. Oh, okay. Strange but true Mother's Day facts. Is this what you're talking about?
No.
Okay. Number 16. In 1939 in Lima, Peru, the youngest mother on record delivered a baby boy by C-section. She was only 5 years old and the baby was raised as her brother?
Oh my God!
I've heard this story before, I think.
First of all, think about what this means.
No, I don't want to.
The wormhole gets deeper with this one. Her dad was arrested for being the father of that kid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
So technically it was her half-brother.
Oh, ooh!
One limp family tree.
Yeah, one limp family tree.
Hey, to that kid, he was her uncle and her daddy.
Oh my God! It happened.
Get Biggie on the phone.
Oh my God!
We figured out how that works. I didn't want to. I didn't know that's what was going to happen when I came into this day, but we did it.
I think number 15 is also a good one. Before those strange and unusual tidbits.
Number 15. In what was formerly Yugoslavia, children would tie up their mother on Mother's Day. The only way she could get free would be to pay her children with treats.
That's also now known as ransom.
Yeah. Man, I think I might try that.
No!
Hey, Mom, you want to pay off one of my credit cards?
Yeah, guess what? You're not going free till you do.
God.
God. What kind of sick people are they?
Yugoslavia. Well, there's a reason it's formerly Yugoslavia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That country could not stand for a long period of time. Not on its own, anyway.
No.
Yeah, that number 16, I did not want to think about that. 17. On the flip side, the oldest woman to deliver a baby was recorded on April 9th, 2003. Her name is Satibama Mahapatra. I don't know.
Close enough.
And is a 65-year-old retired school teacher in India. She gave birth to a baby boy, which was her first child after 50 years of marriage. However, the eggs were donated by her 25-year-old niece.
See, that's a technicality.
Yeah.
Yeah, the science helped there. Yeah. Not natural. Yeah. Sorry.
Science!
Science!
18. Before Octomom. We all remember Octomom. Bobby McConaughey.
These are some weird names.
McConaughey? Yeah, McConaughey. Had septuplets, four boys and three girls, on November 19th, 1997. The babies were born via C-section after 31 weeks. See, isn't it like, is it, now, the Octomom, didn't science have to help with that, too? Because that's not physically possible to actually...
Yeah, it was the fertility drugs.
Right.
Yeah, and when you get that, yeah, you could... Oh, they put so many in there because chances are a lot of them aren't going to work. Unfortunately for her, all of them did.
I was going to say, because it's not naturally possible for a human being to have a litter of children. I don't think that that's...
Yeah.
There's scientific anomalies, but no.
It's not normal. No. It's definitely not normative.
Anyway. Yeah, what, did she just lay on her side to feed them like a dog? Yeah, just go.
It's probably the easier option.
Yeah.
I can't Ian's even
done.
Fathom.
Just hook up a system of tubes.
It's a series of tubes that makes this work.
Oh my God.
19. The shortest span between two babies is by mom Jane Bleakley.
What is with these names?
I don't know. What happened to Smith? Smith, a perfectly good last name. She gave birth to her son on September 3rd, 1999, and then only 208 days later gave birth to her daughter on March 30th, 2000. So guess what? That next day, it was like, man, I waited 9 months for this opportunity.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Aren't you supposed to wait
after
pregnancy so many weeks
or
whatever?
Well, yes, because you can get pregnant immediately.
Well, no, you have to literally heal at 6 to 8 weeks or you can cause serious medical issues. Yeah, it's 6 to 8 weeks, something like that.
But that's natural birth. Maybe that was a C-section.
No, I mean,
man,
you're still...
Man, that's going to suck one day when I have
healing.
Kids.
I mean, but you're still healing, though, technically.
There's really nothing that rips apart that needs healing.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, stop the words rip apart.
What you just said a few minutes ago was by no means worse.
No, that was way worse.
Six to 8 weeks. That's going to suck when I have kids one day. I'm not looking forward to that.
I don't feel like that's true, but okay.
I think it's 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, Mickey's a doctor now.
Yeah.
Did you go to the same school that Love Robinson kid did from a couple weeks ago? You got your own website with a nice picture of you. Mickey will tell you crap about health if you just pay her some money.
We'll just rip that baby out. Just rip it apart and boom, it's
It'd
out.
It'd be like the Doritos commercial. Just throw the chip.
Hey, listener, if you have health questions, send them to Mickey.
At a freakaccident.com.
Or freaks@afreakaccident.com. Address it Dr. Mickey. And we'll get Mickey to answer your health questions.
Oh,
number 20, Elizabeth Ann Buttle. That's pretty easy.
But
gives a whole new meaning to second family. She gave birth to her first child, a girl, May 19th, 1956. Then when she was 60 years old, she gave birth to her son on November 20th, 1997, making the babies 41 years and 185 days apart.
Throwback Thursday, let's do it again! My God. Like, at what point did that go, you know what? It's been a while. It's been 41 years.
But I'm ready to try again.
Yeah. What changed? Like, what would make your mind go, okay, this seems like the right period of time?
It might not have been planned.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's the only way. I mean, it probably wasn't planned. She was 60. Probably thought it wasn't going to happen anymore.
Yeah, that's
definitely after the change. So it probably shouldn't have happened. I'm sure nobody was expecting it.
Guess what?
Surprise.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
How old was your mom when she had you, Mickey?
21 or 22.
I think mine was 21, I think when she had me.
I think she was, my mom was 20, 21, something like that.
But that time frame for that woman, that was what, the 50s and then the 90s?
Yeah.
So there could have been the possibility of just like the time change with the war going on, not wanting to have another child, and then 40 years later, everything's going pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
The war didn't go on for that long.
I know, but there was still
the Cold War.
There was the economy and the baby boom in the 50s. I can almost guarantee that it was a total accident in the 90s. There's no way they were like, yep, 60 years old, let's pop another one out.
Bill Clinton's in the White House, man. This is baby making time.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't know what about that guy. And that guy in the White House just makes me want to have kids. I don't know why.
Maybe it's Bill Clinton who's a kid.
Well, there's an image I didn't need. Moving on.
Anyway, make sure to treat your mom right on Mother's Day. Respect her. She had to put up with your crap for your entire life. So the least you could do is buy her lunch or something, right? And a bouquet of flowers.
Just give her a text.
Yep.
Hi, Mom!
Mickey
was telling Ian tonight that's all she does for her mom on Mother's Day.
That's good.
Just a text.
Yep.
Terrible.
Us three should send her mom flowers just to say we're better than Mickey.
I honestly expect Mickey to be like, hey, Mom, happy Mother's Day. Hey, Mickey, how are you? And then immediately she'd text back, no. It was rhetorical. You didn't need to respond to it. Just let you know.
She tweets her.
Then she'd never get it.
Happy Mother's Day to at Mickey's mom.
Yeah.
I don't know what she is on Twitter. Not sure. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to our mothers and to yours and your uncle and your daddy, too.
Yeah.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Ah. You guys ready to take a test?
No.
As good as I'm going to be tomorrow, so why not?
Now, how many of us actually took the real SATs when we were in school?
Yes, I did.
All of
us did.
How did we score? How were your scores, if you don't mind revealing that information to the...
The reading portion, I did good in.
Okay.
The math portion... Ian, how did you do?
I went to go see the first Iron Man in theaters the night before my SAT, so...
My God, you are so young!
I know. As I'm ready to head to work at the radio station.
I mean, my grades were good in high school. I mean, everyone told me that the SATs were a big deal. I'm like, nah, they're really not. And I didn't really... I mean, I think I did average on them.
Yeah. Mickey?
That was about average.
You were average?
Mm-hmm.
I actually scored, I think, in the original... Because when I took them, they had just changed... The scoring.
Yeah, it was not a 900 or something like
that. Yeah, in the original test, I think I got like a 1300 something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was pretty smart.
You smart.
But I didn't have the money to go to an elite school. So, community college it was!
I may not be smart, but I know what love is.
Anytime you could use a Forrest Gump reference, he goes for it. I mean...
It's a great movie.
Kudos for the dedication.
Thank you.
Anyway, all right, so...
Let's take a test.
This is funny because this is an English SAT test from BuzzFeed for six-year-olds. I didn't know six-year-olds took the SATs. Apparently they do, though.
Yeah.
This is the... Okay, parents are... The SATs, 6- and 10-year-olds will have to take in England and Wales.
Wait, why did they have to take them inside of an animal?
Oh,
that's weird. Like, that's just, I don't know why you would, that's just disgusting.
The joke was bad, let it end.
Yeah, no.
No. It's not a joke, I'm serious.
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
Shut up, CM Punk. Why don't you fight in the UFC?
So we've got the test for six-year-olds. Are you guys ready to see if your English is as good as a six-year-old's English is supposed to be?
No.
Let's do it.
All right, first question. Where should a comma go in this sentence? And by the way, listener, you can take this test as well. We've got it posted at afreakaccident.com, the link to it.
Yeah, just pause right now, get it, and then restart.
All right. Aisha found some red, blue, and purple beads in the box. So where does the comma go? The possible answers, because it's multiple choice, between found and some, between red and blue, between and purple, and between beads and in.
All right, everybody give their answer. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said between red and blue.
Okay, Ian?
I also said between red and blue.
Mickey.
Between red and blue because the Oxford comma was not an option.
You know, that's, yeah, exactly. Thank you for pointing that out. Yep. I said between red and blue, too. It's a trick question, though, because it should also be between blue and. I use the Oxford comma. Okay?
So, the right answer?
The right answer is between red and blue.
So, we got it right. All right.
Ding.
That's good. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Great job, guys. Oh, I should probably play the...
No, we're good. Yeah, there we go.
All right, number two. What type of word is brave in the sentence below? The brave mouse marched up to the lion. What is it?
Well, the possible answers were adverb, adjective, verb, and noun. I said adjective.
Okay.
Adjective.
Adjective.
Adjective. And it is adjective.
Yes!
Number three. Going? All right, so that's two for two. We're doing good so far. Number three. Read the sentences below. Which word best describes these sentences? Growing beans. Place some damp cotton wool in a jar. Push a bean seed down against the side of the jar. Wait for the bean seed to sprout. Are those statements, questions, commands, or exclamations?
E. Commands.
Okay. Commands.
Commands.
And it's commands. It's commands. All right.
All right. We're doing good. We're smarter. We're just as smart as sixth graders.
I mean, really, it's directions, but if you want to yell them at me, I guess it's commands.
Well, I command you to grow a sprout!
Well, because wait, what was it? Wait, push. What was the other one?
Right.
The three first letters of each
wait,
sentence.
Wait, push,
letters.
And place.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. Those are all commands.
Well, yeah, but if you say them nicely, they're just directions.
That's also known as a command.
The Vander Standard Target System Rocket!
That's what I was looking for.
This is English, though. This is the English SATs. This isn't German. I could see it being a command if it were in German. That would make more sense. Number four. What type of word is underlined in the sentence below? Poppy held the baby rabbit gently in her arms. The word underlined is gently. What is that? Is that an adjective, an adverb, a noun, or a verb?
This one, I thought about it. This is the first one where I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, Lazy E, get into this. Get your head in the game. It's like when you're about to drive and you drank a little bit. Like, okay, we've done this before.
I don't drink and drive because I'm not irresponsible.
Yeah, this is back when I was 21. Okay. I was irresponsible. I said adverb.
It is adverb.
Adverb.
And it is adverb. That's what I said as well.
Every
all right,
word with
so,
an ends in an L-Y is an adverb.
Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
Really?
You didn't learn that in English?
Probably. At some point.
He was probably still drinking.
Maybe. Which sentence is a statement? What an interesting painting! Is option one. Number two, can you collect the crayons, please? Number three, James washed the paintbrushes. And number four, check that your tables are clean. So which one is a statement?
Well, just because there's that exclamation point in the first one, it would have to be James washed the paintbrushes.
My man James.
Going with James.
It has to be James because that one with the exclamation point would be an exclamation.
Yes.
Or a command.
It was James washed the paintbrushes. Actually, what an interesting painting would not be a command, Ian. So you would fail if that question were on the test.
Ian, you're going to be held back.
I hold you in contempt of English. Number six, which are the three nouns in the sentence below? A whale has an enormous heart that can weigh as much as a small car. The answers are small, enormous, and whale, enormous, weight, and heart, heart, car, and small, whale, car, heart, weight, or weigh, whale, small, enormous, weigh, small. My mind is
fried
after saying.
Why did you get extra ones in there?
I don't know. It should only be four, right?
Yeah, they gave you more in this to really confuse you. Ugh. First of all, before I tell you my answer, I was really worried when I started reading that sentence, and I'm glad it was a heart. secondly, my answer was whale, car, heart. That's also the name of my new R&B group.
What happened to Too Much Men? What, are you leaving us?
No, that's a soul R&B group.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I had the same answer he did.
Yeah, whale, heart, car.
It is whale, heart, and car. I had that one as well. So we're 6 for 6.
We're
all of
good.
Us. Man, we're smart as 6-year-olds. We got this.
Yeah, take that, 6-year-olds. You're stupid.
Wait, we keep switching. Is this 6th graders or 6-year-olds?
Yes, 6-year-olds.
6-year-olds.
Okay.
Legitimately 6-year-olds.
Yeah. That was my fault.
Which are the verbs in the sentence below? Yesterday was the school sports day and Joe wore her new running shoes. Two verbs. Was and wore. Was and sports. Running and sports. Wore and running. New and was and sports and new.
Again, more than four.
Yeah.
Nikki,
I didn't make the test, okay? You're looking at me with your... She's looking at me with her fury. I didn't do this.
But you're reading it, so it's your fault.
Blame BuzzFeed!
When there's more than four, I don't know what to do.
That was a great Mickey impression.
Thank you. It's
that and which apparently is her new thing.
It was Wasn't War.
Okay. Ian?
Wasn't War.
Wasn't War.
It was and war. All right, 7 for 7. We're doing great.
I'm getting worried, though. This is where I get nervous taking these things.
It's like, man, I'm on a roll. There's only three left. I'm sure to botch one of them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to thank Mad Libs for this.
Mad Libs, all right. Which sentence is correct? Adam saw his friend in the park and waved. Adam saw his friend in the park and waved. Adam sees his friend in the park and wave. Adam sees his friend in the park and waved. Where's the one? Adam seen his friend in that park.
This one, if you get this wrong, you obviously don't know how to speak.
Because people around here say, I seen it. You know, they've said that. Yeah.
Yeah. If you read these, it just makes sense. It's Adam saw his friend in the park and waved.
We all in agreement?
Yep.
Yeah, that was easy.
Or what was the first one? Adam saw his friend and wave?
Adam saw his friend in the park and wave.
You know, like
well,
wave.
Well, I mean, you could, I mean, in a way,
wave.
You can make that correct.
Is the wave this way?
You mean if somebody was named Wave, I saw my friend and wave in the park?
Well, either that or if you put a comma at one part of that sentence, it can be, I saw my friend and wave. You can do it, well, it can be a fun way to do it.
Ian's going to be held back.
I saw my friend in the park, comma, and wave. He's so like a command.
Think about this. He's married to a teacher and he's this dumb.
But she's a history teacher.
Yeah, still. All right. So that's 8 for 8 then, right?
All right. Yep.
9. What punctuation mark should go between home and Josh in this sentence? The children went home. Josh had enjoyed his party. So is that a comma, a question mark, an apostrophe, or a full stop? First of all, the hell is a full stop?
As a period.
Mickey?
It's not a period because the feminists would get upset.
Oh, Mickey!
Mickey got the jokes tonight, though.
Mickey, trying to be Babe Ruth.
So
don't
good.
Start out as Babe
so
Ruth.
So good.
I was pretty happy with that one, actually. That was, I'll give you
yay!
I'll give you a golf clap on that one. That was pretty impressive. All right, so a full stop. It's a period, though?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Why do the English call it a full stop and not a period?
Because they're idiots.
I'm assuming Mickey's joke isn't actually the case.
This is why we won that war.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
All right.
When I took this, I didn't know what a full stop was. I assumed it's either a period or a semicolon. It has to be. And so I went with full stop myself.
This is the radio in me. If you wrote this in a commercial, you'd put a comma as in, the children went home. The children went home. Josh had enjoyed his party. Almost like a little thing like that.
Like a breath, which is what a comma is supposed to be for.
So I did comma.
I also put comma, but I did when I said full stop, I just thought that meant period, and it was still wrong. But I'm like, well, you can put a semicolon there, and it works just fine.
But so you put comma.
I put comma.
Mickey.
Full stop.
I said full stop. So for me and Mickey... Yes, for you two! You got one wrong! No longer perfect, the streak is broken!
We are the two in 22. 20 and 2.
Yeah, or 10 and...
I'm just trying to be like The Undertaker.
Stop.
Come on.
I'm glad this wasn't math in your case.
Oh, God, I would be done. I would just throw it out. Burn it.
Number 10, finally, which word should replace the dotted line to complete the sentence? We were ... on our projects. We were worked on our projects, we were works on our projects, we were working on our projects, or we were work on our projects.
That's how I'm reading sentences from now
work,
on.
Work,
no, I'm
work,
going.
Work, work.
I'm going to go, we were ... on our projects. That's how I'm just going to, boom, right? And it's like, right. Yada, yada, yada.
So we were working, right?
Yeah, working, yeah.
It's idiot.
Working, yes.
All right, so final score, that's all 10. I got all 10 perfectly right. Of course, I'm the smartest one here. Let's just admit that. Mickey also got all 10 right, so you're pulling up behind me.
Whoa. Think about what you just... Let's analyze this sentence, everyone. Crisco says he's the smartest guy in the room.
Comma.
He also tied with Mickey.
Yeah, but Mickey's a woman, so she only gets 75% of the credit.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just grab the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Well, Game of Thrones is back on TV after, well, a long time of being off TV. Actually, yep. it was a while between the last season and this new season. I know people were complaining because they actually pushed back the premiere by a couple months because they needed to wrap up some post-production things.
Wasn't it like 8 months?
It was.
I want to say that.
It was a long time. It was abnormally long. But it's back now, and everybody's excited. I'm still trying to catch up. I'm on season 4 now. They're on season 6 currently that's airing on TV, but everybody loves this show. And there's one guy on the show who plays a character called the Mountain, okay? He's called that because he's huge. He's gigantic. He's like 12 feet tall and like 10 feet wide or whatever, but they call him the Mountain Who Rides. That's where he gets that name from.
Oh, okay.
But the guy who portrays him on the show, his name is Halfor Bjornsson.
He just sounds gigantic.
Look at how that name is spelled. It's spelled with like strange letters and things. Like it doesn't even. You see what I'm talking about there? The first.
He's German, right?
No, he's Icelandic.
Oh,
I would just call him Hal.
Hal. Yeah, we'll call him Hal for now. That's weird. You see that?
I
right?
do.
Yeah, I mean, some of those aren't even English letters. Whatever. He's an Icelandic strongman, though. Uh-huh. I think he actually holds a couple world records for lifting things.
I think he's actually defending one of those. This is what this is all about. This is why his diet's the way it is.
So if he has to ride a horse, do they have to give him a Clydesdale?
I don't know. I mean, that's the funny thing. When he does ride a horse on the show, he's massive. The horse looks like a small dog compared to how large this dude is.
He broke a world record for some Viking challenge a couple years ago, right? He had to lift like a tree or something crazy like that.
The dude is ridiculously strong.
Do you think after riding the horse, he eats it?
Well, look at this picture. Look at this picture. This is coming from Deadspin. Look at this picture of him lifting that weight. The weight is like two cars on the opposite sides of a bowl.
That's his warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you deadlift? Sedans.
I thought you were going to say Sudan. I was like, he deadlifts a country, an entire nation off the ground.
I call this Africa.
So a couple months ago, we actually revealed The Rock's diet because some Reddit user was trying to eat and train like The Rock for a month, and he nearly died in the process because it was an incredibly painful venture. But now, the Mountain, Hal, our boy Hal, has released his diet to the world. He posted his full meal plan on Facebook. And the thing I love about this guy is every sentence ends practically with an exclamation point. So I just picture he's like so excited. He's like, people have been asking me a lot about my diet and what I eat! Like, exclamation point.
Yes!
Here's my diet plan for my preparation for World's Strongest Man 2016.
Oh!
Yes, this is a lot, and I don't recommend you try this. That's
no!
2 exclamation points at the end of that one. So this dude's amped just to be alive, and I love it.
Intense, man.
All right, 6:50 in the morning. Morning workout, cardio plus core for 30 minutes, BCCA. And that, what?
Now, just to put it into reference, at 6:50 in the morning, I'm up... barely. I do a little stretch, turn on the NFL Network. Okay.
I'm leaving for work.
This is a, and by the way, BCCA is a misspelling of branched chain amino acids, a supplement that contains essential amino acids.
Okay.
So it's a supplement, a weight gaining, or a training supplement. So core for 30 minutes, he takes that supplement, glutamine plus a handful of almonds, 7:30, 8 eggs, 200 grams of 200 grain oats, blueberries, and strawberries plus avocado.
Is he a bear?
I think he might be.
I have a question moving back. When he says a handful of almonds.
His hands are like the size of my torso.
So
that's a
say,
lot
I
of
mean,
almonds.
Like, so my handful or your handful?
I eat a tree of almonds.
That might be what it amounts to at that point. Okay. So 7:30, 8 eggs, 200 GR. I don't know if that's grams or grain oats or something like that, but that's all. Blueberries, strawberries, and avocado. 9:30, 400 GR. Oh, okay, it's got to be 400 grams of beef. 400 grams of sweet potatoes, a handful of spinach and greens.
I eat a pool of beef.
Good God.
I'm going to go with his handful is probably about a cup.
It might be. It's got to be. Yeah, it's probably equal to, because his hands are huge, too. They had to, like, make special weapons for him and everything on the show because his hands are too large to handle normal weaponry. 11:50, that supplement again, and glutamine. 12 o'clock, so at noon, 400 grams of chicken, 400 grams of potatoes, greens, and some fruits. I assume by some fruits he means, like, an entire cornucopia of fruit.
Now, let's just recap for 1 second. The mountain, and we're at lunchtime, has eaten more food than a third world country has seen.
I was just going to say,
ever.
We just talked about he deadlifts Sudan. The people of Sudan have never seen that amount of food.
Let's see, 1,400 hours. Blender, 150 grams of oats or sweet potatoes, 2 bananas, 150 grams of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, frozen berries, a handful of almonds, peanut butter, and glutamine.
Rice Krispies.
I eat the Rice Krispies because I make them snap, crackle, and pop.
One of these things is not like the other.
1430. Training strongman. He speaks weird because he's Icelandic. That supplement again, glutamine and Vitargo. I don't know what that is. It's probably some kind of vitamin supplement too.
It's lightning. He actually eats lightning.
And craps thunder.
Yes.
1730, 60 grams of protein plus 2 bananas.
2 bananas? What an odd just choice.
There's a lot of potassium in bananas for muscle rebuilding.
You'd expect him to eat a bushel at this point.
Yeah, at this point, a banana tree. Eat a banana tree and everything involved. 1800, 500 grams of beef, potatoes, and greens. 2030. 500 grams of salmon, 500 grams of sweet potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Are cows endangered?
They might be now.
So for that salmon, does he actually cook it, or does he just wade upstream with his mouth open?
Mickey asked if he's a bear at this point. Yeah, yeah. He might be.
How much does he weigh?
I don't know how much he weighs.
Enough.
He's got to weigh 400 pounds.
He's probably roughly the equivalent of a neutron star, I would assume. Something. He has his own gravity at this point. Okay, 22:30. So he's eating until almost midnight.
Yeah, is he not going to bed? What's
50
the deal here?
Grams casein protein or 6 eggs plus avocado plus 30 grams of almonds plus 30 grams of peanut butter. And then he says, drink a lot of water throughout the day, plus juices to get more calories! 2 exclamation points. Middle of the night, 50 grams casein protein or raw eggs. That's his diet. Every day he does that.
I thought the Rock's diet was bad. He eats at least double what the Rock eats.
He might.
And all day.
The Rock eats 10 pounds of cod. I don't know what the exchange rate is right off the top of my head, but all those grams of meat and fish and everything.
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds.
Gonna paint a picture for everybody. You've seen what the guy looks like, and if you haven't, listener, look him up online, all right? He's eating that much beef, that much eggs, that much, you know, all that food. Think about his bathroom.
I wonder if he has a megacolon too.
I hope not, because if you store all that, I mean...
Think about Thanksgiving dinner, all that food on the table. You know how stuffed you are, and you just grab a healthy portion of each thing. He's eating everything on the table and then a couple snacks afterward.
For dinner.
Yeah, that's it. Just for one meal, basically.
So, I'm just trying to picture that amount of food and how long it would take me to eat the same amount of food he eats in one day.
A month, probably.
If not more.
Yeah. I could ration that out probably for a good solid month.
Well,
if not more.
8 damn eggs for his first breakfast of the day.
He just stopped eating like 4 hours before the friggin' eggs.
The funniest thing is apparently he owns a Pomeranian. So he's also got the smallest dog in history, too. I imagine the dog just like sits in the pocket of his shirt and just rides around with him all day.
Do you think while he's eating, the Pomeranian's just like, oh God, I'm next.
God forbid he miss a meal, the Pomeranian's screwed.
I honestly want to see if all four of us together could eat this amount of food in a day.
Not a chance.
No.
You want to give it a try? I think we should give it a try. Let's discuss this. We could do it right after the Krispy Kreme run.
Dude, we don't have... We could combine a lot of money and still wouldn't have enough to pay for all
Let's
that.
Do this and then do the Krispy Kreme run.
No.
I think we could pull it off. Somebody from a freak accident's gonna die.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Wash my arms, legs, and mouth. I'm going to splash, splash, splash about.
Sounds like more of a bath song than a shower song, but whatever.
No, if you look for the shower songs, you don't want those.
Thanks, Kidzone, for that.
You don't want the shower song.
Why? What's the shower song say?
Got a lot of dirty ones popping up.
Oh.
They're not just talking about regular showers. Let's just put it that way.
So is Kids Zone, is that like a bit of tongue-in-cheek kind of thing? Or is that...
That's the real name of the thing that made that. Mm.
No touching.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Mickey.
Yeah.
All right, so to preface this segment, how many times a week do each of us shower?
At least once a day.
Once a
day.
Like every other day.
Yeah, for me, it's usually once a day, every other day, you know, if I don't. But it's usually 4 or 5 times a week, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's minimal, 4 or 5 times a week.
I may not shower on Saturday, but that's the only day of the week that's up for grabs.
So I ask this because this story came out. This is from Yahoo. Some expert somewhere, Dr. Elaine Larson, is an infectious disease expert at Columbia University School of Nursing. And she told Time Magazine recently that a shower a day is not necessary, at least for your skin. People think they're showering, to be cleaner, but bacteriologically, that's not the case. She says showers are really only necessary about twice per week.
Gross.
I don't shower for the bacteria effect. I shower because I stink.
Right. That's basically the point that I'm trying to make, is this is a ridiculous claim because you stink if you don't shower. And on top of that, in my case, I don't know about you guys, but in my case, if I go more than a day or so without a shower, my hair gets greasy. And then you got a shower to kind of clean the grease out of your hair.
And have you ever had this happen? Like, you miss that day to shower. All of a sudden, you start getting a little more itchy. There's like little like pimple or something like that. I don't want to live like that twice a week. That's disgusting.
Save a lot of money on water, though.
That's great, but I won't be talking to anybody anymore.
You ever seen Anchorman, where they're showering Brian off in the parking lot after he gets a cologne on?
Oh, yeah, right.
That would be me if I didn't shower for a whole week at work. You guys would just take me out front and would hose me down.
Does this fall under, like, the French bath type of deal, where you what just use, that? Like, just using water to just rinse off real quick, not actually taking a shower, but just, like, wiping off with a washcloth?
Maybe. I'm not, I mean, that might, I've never even heard of that.
Then you're not cleaning, you know, all of your skin to get rid of the bacteria, but you're cleaning the stinky areas, per se.
What are French people known for?
Stinking.
Yeah. So,
true.
That doesn't work.
The stinking cheese.
You should know, Mickey.
Oh, you are French.
You took it to that next level.
Yeah, I did.
She goes on to say, this doctor says, that the fact is the more showers you have may cause more problems. You can strip your body away of essential oils and increase your chance of infection, as bathing will allow germs to enter cracked skin. Dr. C. Brandon Mitchell, assistant professor of dermatology at George Washington University, agreed and said 2 showers each week was plenty. Your body is naturally a well-oiled machine. A daily shower isn't necessary. Yeah, but the smell. The smell more than anything, I think.
I've known people that would only shower like twice a week. I no longer want to hang out with those people because they smell bad.
I mean, I suppose in theory you could wash your hair, right, a couple times a week just to keep the grease out of your hair. And if you were liberal, let's say, with your application of deodorant, you might be able to get away with just twice a week.
No. Because if you're liberal, then you smell.
I'm going to try it once we move back into our office together and see if you notice. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen, though.
Hey, guess what? We're not moving back into that office anymore.
So your friends that, the friend that you were referring to, I'm assuming this person still lives in their mother's basement?
Surprisingly not.
You racist. How dare you?
Racist?
I don't know. I don't know why. I just
racist.
I wanted to insult him, and I just went with that.
I mean, that's okay.
I'm just gonna note that most of your models and women in general don't wash their hair more than once a week.
Really?
Really?
Why? Actually,
because it's bad for their hair.
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh huh.
For the hair, but the difference is they don't wash their hair. They may still shower every day. I know girls that will like tie up their hair and like cover it
right,
up
yeah.
and shower every day, just not wash their hair. I've heard that because, well, the blow drying and everything like that. At work, Tori.
Yeah.
She washed her hair. That's like a freaking mat.
Yeah.
So it's not going to dry very
Plus,
fast.
Plus, with the amount of hair that she has, that's like a multi-hour long process.
Exactly. So I get the hair thing. The body? Gross. That's gross.
We'll see how much I stink once we're back in the office.
Not going back to that office.
I'm not telling you when I'm going to do it or when I'm not going to do it. I'll just let you figure it out.
And I'm then quitting now just to get ahead of this yeah. whole thing.
I'm going to break your computer.
You don't even come in the office that much.
I won't anymore. It doesn't matter. I'm getting ahead of this thing.
I have to do it now. It'll keep him out of our freaking office.
True. I'll just wear nose plugs.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect. We don't have to talk.
We don't have to dance. This past weekend was WWE Payback, the first pay-per-view since WrestleMania, and there was really not too many. I was surprised when I saw the recap of it. That it really didn't look like there were many matches on the show.
It was. I actually thought that was a good thing. Because I like less matches, more time.
Yeah.
I'm more on that theory.
Well, a lot of people were very pleased with Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Because the match was incredible.
I saw it. It was just exactly what your anticipations were. It was that or exceeded it. It's one of those rare moments where you just sit back and enjoy.
Of course, the reason they had that much time to paint that canvas was because the tag team match got cut very, very short when Enzo Amore hit the ropes with his face and then hit the canvas with his head and then hit the floor with his head. And honestly, dude, I was, because I didn't watch it, okay? I only read recaps on it. But Lazy E texts me and he said Enzo got hurt. He got hurt bad. They took him out in a stretcher, giving him oxygen.
Yeah, I'll tell you my exact reaction when I saw it. My first thought when he hit the ropes like that and they showed the replay, I'm thinking Rey Mysterio, what he did to that guy.
Right, because that guy hit the ropes, got whiplash, and a concussion, and he died on the spot.
That's what Murderer was saying. When we were watching it, though, I saw his eyes cross, and I just went, oh, that can't be good. And then the ref was trying to get him, and he's just not going, the arms limp. He's just laying there.
I mean, if Lazy E hadn't texted me and told me, oh, there's reports coming out, he's backstage, he's moving his extremities, he's talking, he's fine. I went and watched the footage the next day, though. Had I been watching that live, he hits the floor. Because he hits the floor, and he just, his arms go into a weird position, and he doesn't move. I'm thinking, he's dead. He looked like he died.
Yeah.
He hit those ropes. His head snapped back, and he looked like he was dead when he hit the ground.
I was on Twitter just seeing what was going on, and I saw there was some video very quickly that was up after the incident. And I watched it, and you can see his arms go up in that defensive manner. I mean, oh, I'm like, that guy's in trouble.
Initially, when it happened, I've never seen announcers talk like that since the Owen Hart fall.
Yeah.
I saw JBL's face, and that's when I knew it wasn't a storyline, because his face was just that, uh-oh.
You said it looked like he was going to cry.
He looked like he's been there.
Right.
You know, he's broke his neck before. The New Day's on the side just watching like, uh-oh. Like, everything stopped, and you knew it wasn't when they didn't announce a winner.
Yeah.
They just rang the bell.
They just stopped the match and took him out of there.
Yeah.
Luckily, they discharged him from the hospital that night. Apparently, they said he has a concussion. The severity of the concussion is still questionable. They're saying, oh, it was a very, very severe concussion. If that was the case, they wouldn't have released him from the hospital that night.
No, he spent a couple days.
I'm sure he was concussed, but I don't think it's severe as some of these reports are trying to say, because otherwise he wouldn't have been out walking around. He's walking around the parking lot where it is his hospital gown, giving thumbs up while people are taking pictures with him.
Yeah.
But thank God he's all right, and he's not dead, because that would be terrible, especially because this was their first match, their first marquee match, and he almost dies.
Yeah, and especially where they look like they're going.
Yeah.
They're finally, they never won the titles in NXT, and here we are.
Well, what else did we have happen during the pay-per-view, though?
You know, it was a very good pay-per-view. I thought it was good, not as great as it could have been with that kind of card.
Okay.
The Jericho match, Dean Ambrose and Jericho, I don't know, didn't feel right.
I've seen a lot of people saying, like, it looks like Dean kind of isn't all he's cracked up to be.
I don't know if it's that, or it goes back to the Jericho theory. He may have lost a step.
Maybe he did, yeah.
Because his last match, where he faced AJ Styles, same thing.
Yeah.
So you got to look at the X factors right there. I think it's Jericho.
It might be. He's getting older. You know, he doesn't quite have it the way that he used to. I mean, you can't when you're over 40 years old like he is now, right? He's got to be around
38,
40. Yeah,
40.
He's up there. So, yeah. But I mean, you said that the match between AJ Styles and Roman Reigns was surprisingly good.
It was great. It was, action was good. Both of them kept up with each other. The only thing I didn't like is at the ending, nothing progressed.
Okay.
The only thing that I could take from this, and it's going to be kind of hindsight, is if at Extreme Rules, that's where the Bullet Club is put together. There's the slow burn, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I like the slow burn on something because the payoff is so much better. And I think the AJ Styles thing is kind of like an underdog story.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you can't have him win it the first time.
Right, yeah, it kind of it makes more drama for the next time. Because we were talking about it, and he's guaranteed he's going to win that title.
Oh, my God.
Because WWE wants, because he's up there. He's older. WWE wants him to retire having been a WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Like, you even said, E, that they want him to be remembered for what he does in WWE, not for what he did in TNA or in the Indies.
Yeah, if he wins the title in WWE, it negates TNA completely.
Right.
And the people that he's faced already negates most of his matches. I mean, one person there draws a crowd at a meet and greet more than TNA draws a show.
Let's be honest. Him showing up at the Royal Rumble completely negated everything he did in TNA. So
he was on ESPN yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much coverage. Even if he never does anything, say they kept him in the mid card, he's already more successful, and this has already benefited his career more than anything has ever benefited.
I like the fact that it looked like they were going to try and keep him in the mid-card at first, but then, like, they fast-tracked him to that main event spot real quick. I think it's because they probably saw what they had.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's older, but, man, he hasn't missed a step.
No.
He is incredible. He is, dare I say, phenomenal. Don't roll your eyes at me, Ian. You've said way worse.
Yeah.
All right. That's a fair criticism. That's fair.
Yeah.
Mickey, you've seen him wrestle. You know. You see how good he is.
Yeah.
Heck,
sure.
He made Roman Reigns look good in a match.
I know. I'm wondering if he.
That's a miracle in and of itself.
This is true.
If he made him look good, or I'm wondering if that sparked Roman Reigns to go, crap, I got to keep up with him.
What would AJ Styles versus Cesaro look like?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Better question. Because he's still good. I still think he could wrestle with the best of them. AJ Styles and who his dream match is against. No. His dream match, AJ Styles, is to face Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we need to see.
Shawn, start stretching, man. We need you to come back for one more match. To just get that hip girdle off and just start doing like lunges or something.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tune up the band, Sean. Yeah, we need you back.
I need to see that match.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad it was a good pay-per-view, though.
Yeah.
Next one's Extreme Rules. That one's usually forgettable. We'll see if they can make it different this
year. I know.
Well, if someone almost dies, then we'll remember it.
Yeah, because that's what we need, another injury now after all this other crap. That wraps up our show this time. Mickey, tell the listener what they need to do, where they need to go.
You need to go to afreakaccident.com. Yes. Go to the Connect tab. Did I get that right?
Nope. Connect button. Damn on the it. Menu bar. Close. It's okay. She had to say tab for years, so it's something different now. Go to the menu bar, click connect, and what's in the connect page once they
all
open it up?
All of our social media.
That's right.
Which is Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
So visit us in those places, follow us, interact with us. The show continues on social media even when it ends here on the podcast. Be sure to subscribe where?
On iTunes, yes, or Google Play Music.
Yes.
They also need to send us emails. We, yes, like emails, and that's at afreakaccident.com. Freaks at afreakaccident.com.
Good, she remembered. you stumbled, but you recovered.
Over it.
Yeah. But you recovered. I'm proud of you. Good job. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Subscribe on Google Play Music and on iTunes. Leave us a good review and a good rating. It'd be awesome to help us climb those charts, and we'll get automatically delivered to you every week then, too.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It is nice. So thanks for downloading and listening this week. We'll be back next week with another brand new episode, and we hope you'll be back to enjoy it along with us, since we enjoy being here so much.
Stop talking like that.
Ian looks bored to tears.
No, I'm good.
Don't worry, pal. We're done. For a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
I wonder if we could pass six-year-old gym class.
Not a chance.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.